The United Nations and private aid agencies established a humanitarian corridor running from Cameroon to eastern Chad several years ago. But recent fighting between forces loyal to Chadian President Idriss Déby and rebel groups in the capital N'Djamena has disrupted that route. The corridor is now closed. World Food Programme spokeswoman Christiane Bertillon tells VOA it is critical that the humanitarian corridor be reopened as quickly as possible.
Because we need absolutely to preposition food before the rainy season starts, and it starts in June, and it lasts for 5 months. And the rainy season in the eastern part of Chad is so bad that it cuts this area from the rest of the country. There's no way we can bring food by road. The roads are totally flooded.
The United Nations and international aid agencies are caring for some 240,000 Sudanese refugees from the conflict-ridden province of Darfur. They are also assisting 180,000 people from Chad who were forced to flee their homes when their villages came under attack by various rebel groups. Bertillon says so far the situation is under control. She says WFP has 12,000 tons of food inside Chad, and the agency completed its January food distributions for the refugees and internally displaced before the conflict in N'Djamena started. She says aid workers have finished distributing February's food rations to refugees in 3 of the 12 camps in eastern Chad, and they are in the process of completing this operation. But Bertillon says the situation is very fragile.
So obviously, any delay in the transport of food is a problem for the future for us. So we need that corridor to open as quickly as possible. For WFP, I mean that the best way is to bring food by convoys, by trucks, you know, to airlift food. It costs a lot of money, and you never can bring as much food by plane that you can in a convoy.
The UN Refugee Agency, which oversees operations in eastern Chad, urges a swift reopening of the road connecting Cameroon with Chad. Barring that, it says a humanitarian air corridor must be set up between the eastern town of Abéché and the capital N'Djamena and the region. It says this is needed to guarantee the smooth running of its operations and to avoid supply shortages in the east. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.